I think my two aims for the next year will be firstly to raise the profile of the society, to get the name out there and let people know, let people of all ages know what we're about and in the society. And secondly, will be to just open new branches of the society across the country.
Mm. Do you think you'll have any difficulties talking to people about St. Joseph's Young Priest Society? Is there a bit of a contradiction in that in today's world?
I think the first thing to note about the society, you've pointed the name there, Eileen, the first thing to note is the society initially began in 1895 when a woman called Mrs. Olivia Taff, who lived here in Dublin in Merrion Square, was approached by a young altar boy and he wished to go to the seminary, but he was poor and didn't have the money to do so. So Mrs. Taff and a number of her friends put forward the money and sent the boy to the seminary at the time, and they kind of thought to themselves, well, if we can do it for one, why can't we do it for others? So that really began the work of the society. And in a sense, when Mrs. Taff began her work in 1895, the end result of her work was a young priest as such. I suppose the situation today has changed somewhat, but we have kept our name, and I suppose it's like many things, it's tradition. There are perhaps not so many young priests out there today, but I think it's a little explanation and people understand what we're about.
Mm. Well, when you talk to people, I mean, do they know about the society?
Yes and no. I think we have a generation gap, and we have a certain generation who know about our work, and then we have a younger generation who are perhaps not so aware. Perhaps my generation would not be very aware of what the society does. Mm. And like, that's part of my job there, is just to go out there among these young people and tell them what we're about.
Mm. So are you actually trying to encourage vocations by talking to them?
What we're trying to do is encourage prayer for vocations. That's our central aim, with two central aims. Firstly is to foster vocations through prayer, to pray for those who are currently in the process of becoming religious and priests. And secondly, for prayer for those who are considering a vocation.
Mm.
And of course, you know, if somebody comes to us and they feel they have a vocation, we'll point them in the right direction in that. But what we're really about is prayer for vocations and also financial support for seminarians.
Mm-hmm. Well, has the climate in today's world, if you like, and the church scandals that are so publicly highlighted in the papers, has that had a reaction, and does that cause you problems when you're talking to people?
Well, I'm quite new to this position, so I really haven't encountered much of that negativity yet. I'm sure it's out there. But I think on the whole, people also understand the fact that a huge wrong was done. But the men that we have today do so much good work.
Mm.
The men,
so what is it, a huge wrong was done? What do you mean by that?
I mean, a huge wrong was done in terms of people understand that in the past things were done wrong, you know, abuse was covered up and this kind of thing. But people can see now today lots of progress have been made in terms of child protection and putting procedures in place. And the men that we have working in parishes today who are out there, you know, they have been affected by this themselves. It has been a huge dent upon morale among clergy. But I think people, as I said, they understand that it's in the past now. We hope it's in the past at this stage.
Mm. And do you get to talk to people about it in the sense of them saying how they're going to pray for young priests today? Are they happy to see young, maybe their sons or nephews going into the priesthood?
I'm sure they are. I think there's still out there today, if we think about what the job of the priest is throughout our lives, at each threshold moment, it is the priest we call upon. For birth, we bring our child to the church to be baptized in the name of Christ. When you first reconciliation, communion, confirmation, all to the sacraments, marriage, and then our final moments of life, we call upon the priest. So I think people understand the role of the priest.
Mm-hmm.
They appreciate it. So I think anybody who goes forward, be it son, nephew or friend, would be encouraged.
Mm-hmm. Now, this actually is the year of the priest. We had the year of vocations and now we've the year of the priest. And, you know, is that impacting, is that helping what you're trying to do?
I think any of these initiatives, the year of vocation, the year of the priest, raises awareness. Anything that raises awareness can only be considered positive. So absolutely, it is a benefit to us in St. Joseph's.
Mm-hmm. And how many priests are you currently supporting?
We don't support priests as
Sorry, we support seminarians.
Seminarians.
Yes.
In 2007-2008, we supported 797 seminarians.
That's worldwide, is it? Or
yes, worldwide. Yes. 106 were Irish, and the rest then were from Eastern Europe, Africa, and Asia.
Mm-hmm. So how do you support them? Is it basically financially?
Well, financially and spiritually, through our prayers, and also financially. We funded the students to the tune of 1.2 million or so in 2007-2008.
Yeah, sizable amount of money.
It's quite a sizable amount of money.
And you depend on contributions, do you?
Our contributions come from our members and donations and so on. That's where we get our money from.
Yeah. Now, for people who'd like to get involved, how can they get in touch, or have you a website?
We have a website. It's St. Joseph's Young Priest Society. Or you could phone the Dublin office, and the number is 01-676-2593. That's 01-676-2593. And just call us up there, and we'll be happy to help you in any way we could.